Question, just one.
Last week, Ken Rinpoche asked us a question, and I didn't understand the answer. And so my question is it possible to take on the suffering of others and give them medicine or like topping up their merits? I understand how this practice is instrumental in developing bodhicitta, but does it really work? Can you really actualize this top up?
What question? That my question.
That was your question.
Yeah. What's your answer?
I think it's not possible. I think people's suffering comes from their own karma.
Okay.
And so giving them merit is good to develop bodhicitta, but does it really work? I mean,
asking question to me or?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, I'm asking.
Huh? Asking to me.
Yes.
I was asking to you people. Huh? You should have different question. Don't ask my question to me. Somebody give some idea, and after that I talk. Yeah, the senior one can give answer for that. Share your view to the question.
I think at one level we are always told that we have to experience whatever karma we ourselves have created, which is similar to the point that this classmate brought up. But I believe just on a belief level without really a reason. I believe like if someone is highly spiritually accomplished, like our lamas, they are able to take on our suffering. The reason I said that is because I remember at the time when Geshe Lama Khonchuk passed away and he manifested illness from stomach cancer. It's hard to kind of reconcile how someone who is so pure could really have, you know, still this remaining karma of experiencing illness. And Lama Khonchuk was, of course, very well known for his practice of medicine Buddha and so on. So I believe for someone who is spiritually accomplished, which oneself currently is not, then yes, something happens. I don't know what, but something happens. Actually related to this question is I actually wanted to ask for Tonglen. If we are not quite ready yet, we don't have such strong compassion and bodhicitta to take on the suffering of others because the self-cherishing is so strong and somehow there's an irrational part of your mind that thinks, yeah, if I take it on, it really will happen to me. Can we just do half of it for the time being? Like, can we just do the giving part, you know, giving your good health, giving your merit to the person who needs it, but, you know, until our mind is strong enough, then we do the taking part. So that is actually a question. Yeah.
Question is, you give, the other person don't receive. So what's the point? So the question is that, yeah. You give, but the other people receive or not. That the question is all about that.
I think, Henry Buche, you've actually talked about this quite some time ago, because I think it's a...
question is that related with that. Yes. What do you think, whether people receive or not?
Okay, if you have a very, very powerful karmic connection with that person, for example, it's said that because of the relationship that we have with our parents, if we do prayers for them, or even, I guess, if we do prayers for them, they receive it. Is that related to this, or we're just talking specifically of Tonglen? Are we talking specifically of Tonglen? No. Okay. So if we are talking about doing prayers and so forth for our parents because of our strong karmic connection, they do receive the merit, you know, of doing those practices. Otherwise, what's the point of doing pujas, yeah? Then, and also if we pray for the long life of our gurus, you know, because of the power of this guru-disciple relationship, I think Lama Zopa has said many times before that there is definitely some benefit. Not because of the power of one's prayers, perhaps, but because of the power of the nature of the relationship.
Well, you just contradicted yourself.
The prayers have some power, you know, but at our level, when we do it, you know, it's not very tekung la, you know. So... but definitely because of the karmic connection, there is definitely some kind of an effect. So Ken Rinpoche, can you please answer my question whether we can do half Tonglen until we are ready?
There's no Len, no Tong on here. Might be preceded by a theme also. The word tong, when you add a bar behind, it becomes empty.
I can't disagree with Cecilia. Because one of the characteristics of karma states that, you know, you actually do not receive the result of what you did not create. And there's a verse also to say that, you know, Buddha does not wash away the sins of anyone. Yeah. Neither does he I mean, if they can say that, you know, Buddha has so much merits, right? He could have just given to everyone and everyone would be enlightened.
Yeah. So numberless Buddhas some more. Huh? Numberless Buddhas some more, right?
Yeah, some more is numberless Buddha.
But we're still suffering,
Buddha,
right?
We are still suffering.
Even now.
So they didn't take away anything. They didn't give us the merits. Yeah. So
how you know they will give you?
So, yeah, so I don't think, but in the end of it, you got to explain how dedication works, yeah. Because if not, then you have a problem between what's the difference between dedication and auspicious verses. Right?
And prayers.
Yeah, and prayers, yeah. Yes. So I think at the end of the day, probably, I don't think it is that we actually give the merit per se. It's more like it maybe creates a condition for that person's own merit. Positive karma to ripen. And vice versa, the taking part will be like it causes our own negative karma to ripen so that we can purify it faster, or we just create more merits because of that attitude of taking. So maybe that's why it manifests when we so-called, or whoever is a bodhisattva who takes on other people's suffering. Not so much of really taking on other people's suffering per se. So.
Ken, would you like to add some point? Actually, I have a question. If you read Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, there's a famous story about this Lama who's a great practitioner, and he was teaching in the hall. And outside the hall, there was a dog that was hit by someone. And he was actually practicing Tonglen, and actually the pain of the dog was absorbed by him, and that was what I understood from the story. So that was my question. And then how would Tonglen benefit someone, right? I think, like, for example, if a person were to be dying and very sick, and then let's say we have a karmic connection with that particular patient, and if we are practicing Tonglen at the side of the person, I feel that at the moment that person would definitely feel the loving kindness, the kind of energy that you are exuding, and therefore it will definitely give a kind of calmness to that person. And I agree with what Godsheng said, therefore you kind of ripen the person's positive karma, especially like during the time if the person were to be like passing away, and we would be able to practice, I don't know, maybe Tonglen or whatever, and that will kind of help to attract the person to have a virtuous mind. So within such a state of virtuous mind, definitely it will induce his positive karma to be ripened. And then secondly, how would Tonglen benefit a particular person is like, we are using Tonglen to practice bodhicitta. And if we are using Tonglen to practice bodhicitta with this, a particular person at the time of the practice, and when we... in the long run, you help us to achieve enlightenment, right? So you definitely, even in this lifetime, you will not benefit that person. In future lifetime, you will create a connection for us to benefit the person in another space, another time.
Gentlemen, you get all your answer? You got your answer? No?
I'm waiting for your answer.
What?
I'd like your answer.
I have no answer. Tadi kazu shiwa na shi ne benata benda chaju sen benda nyingtop chimpun kiyo nukona kazu shiwa na shi ne ta semji jigi chi tuya togi chi nyawar kyawar lehengi malam tebe tuwa chaju sube acha zang kazu shiwa na shi ne ta malam titop chimpun tegar de malam titabi kiyanshi nyawar kiyo mi tuwa malam shiwa ta gore penpa shiwa ta ngayor de na
I mentioned right recently about some of the prayers that bodhisattvas make. Yeah. Because of their bodhicitta, they have so much courage and determination to benefit sentient beings. Yeah. And even for the sake of one sentient being, they are willing to stay in the hells for a very long period of time just to benefit one sentient being. They have that kind of determination, courage, and in fact, intention. And they make prayers to achieve that. Yeah. So they make all these very big prayers. Yeah. But these prayers somehow don't work, yeah? Because they want to go to the lower realms to benefit even one sentient being, and they pray to achieve that, but somehow they never ever get born in the lower realms.
Oh, Toshi, Jada, Tindegi, Nikto Chimbu, Tinay, Tokala, Sanja, Yubu Shushash, that Tindegi, Tindegi, Nikto Chimbu, Chisam, Yubu, Sanja, Komatara, Yeru.
However, because of the force of their courage and their determination to benefit sentient beings, that their courage and their determination enables them to achieve enlightenment much quicker.
Yeah. Sanjing is too much. But that Sanjing is too much. Puggy Ranki is a cock sour. The shedded walker, Sanjay Shing is too much. That tea took it. And in Yaw Connie called the pair. Yaw Missever chair, that the kitchen team. Today, Kiki, Sanjay go on Tavella, Yuvi Chai, the day, but it.
And since because of their courage and determination to benefit sentient beings. Yeah. Everything that the bodhisattvas do are for sentient beings, including all the merit that they accumulate. They all always dedicated for the happiness of all sentient beings. Yeah. So of course when you make this kind of prayers from the heart, yeah, all the time, yeah, obviously it's going to make a difference to them, you know. Achieving enlightenment quickly, isn't it?
Oh, today, Chini, ta, today, ta. When I don't like me, what she did, ta, Sanjay, come on, tell me, you do it. Yeah, I'm a shinde, no more, I think, yeah. I'm a Sanjay, come on, tell me, you do it. That is a way, but
so it is clear that through the practice of taking on the suffering of others and giving one's happiness and virtues to sentient beings, one achieves enlightenment much more quickly. Likewise, one achieves enlightenment much more quickly when one dedicates, you know, from the heart, you know, all of one's roots of virtue, yeah, to others, to sentient beings. Yeah. That's clear. Yes,
definitely. 어떻게니? 나나다 오바미기 당신 도착하잖아. 다 야오바미기 아니지 몰람 틀리 죽대버지 책이도 와. 다 전주 쪽도 쓰기. 다 쓰기 튼도 쓰기지. 아니지 다 오늘 집 동아에는 쓰기 탐지 아니지 다 답이시도 있게. 어떻게 되게 몰람 틀지 못답지. 다 오바미기 당신 죽대야지. 차이 빠래. 다 디데이킹기. 다 쓰기 아니지 거기 가서래. 타고 싶은 조약이 신지 안 오바미기 준대 맞지 자기도 봐.
Well, if you look at Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, Sukhavati, for example, Sukhavati, the Pure Land is essentially the result of Amitabha's bodhicitta, which he generated while he was on the path. And through also the all of his merit that he has accumulated, right? He dedicated it, you know, for the creation of the Pure Land, right? And as you know, right, sentient beings can pray and create the causes to be born in Amitabha's Pure Land. So that the fact that the sentient beings can be born in Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land is actually a result of the dedication prayers made by Amitabha himself when he was on the path before becoming enlightened, right?
In the
Lama Tsongkhapa's treatise, the great treatise on the stages of the path, yeah, I think in the section of karma, right, it mentions that from Buddha's side, Buddha has created a cause, for sentient beings to experience the result of whatever prayers they have made, right? Yeah. So from sentient beings' own side, we have to create some of the causes, right? And in order to experience the effect, right? So, through dedicating one's merit to achieving for sentient beings, yeah, and then doing the practice of Tonglen, does make the achievement of enlightenment much quicker, yeah. And if that's the case, then it goes, then it's needless to say, yeah, that this will all be of great benefit to sentient beings, yeah. So if you think about the practice of taking on the suffering of others, as to whether that will actually affect whether that actually happens in reality or not, the bodhisattvas, because of the force of their courage and determination, their bodhicitta, they really, they mean it, right? They make prayers and they really want to go to the lowest of the hells, to benefit sentient beings, even just to benefit one sentient being, they will do that, right? And they make all kinds of, many of these prayers all the time, right? From the heart, But they don't end up there, right? They don't end up there. In fact, these prayers, the force, because they do it out of their very strong bodhicitta, that makes them achieve enlightenment quicker. Yeah. So I think that one will not actually experience the actual taking on of the suffering of others, even if we do the practice of taking on their suffering, you know, visualizing taking on the suffering, right? Because otherwise you're gonna have quite a difficult time, you know, putting this and the workings of karma together. You're gonna have a really, really difficult time, isn't it? Right. I mean, we cannot experience the result of an action that we did not create, isn't it? So, yeah. So I guess this is what has to be said as a statement, as an answer in general. In general. And with a good motivation, with an attitude of benefiting the other person. Yeah. So then, show a pleasant demeanor, and we speak in a polite and a nice way to another person. Somehow, the other person appreciates it. Yeah. They like it, right? Generally,
right? Yeah.
So, if a pleasant physical demeanor and pleasant speech can affect a positive experience in another person, then one can also then say that having a good attitude, having a positive vibration from one's own side, right? And having a good heart, good motivation, can have also an effect on the positive effect on another person.
What did they say? That's also the same support he can choose, part of his jula, guy will look at, same support he can, but he can't do it.
So, our own positive attitude and our positive vibrations, right, and good heart and so forth, definitely is a condition for another person to feel that, you know, and for them to transform their mind as well, right, for them also to then somehow feel some good heart. I really wonder, a dedication of merit means, taking our merit, you know, as if it was something tangible, and giving it to the other person, and then the other person receives, receives. I wondered. Although it is difficult to really explain in general, yeah. But I think it's for sure. No, you can feel it. You know, you can also experience it. You know, the power of positive intentions and the power of prayers. So with virtuous intention, good heart, or with sincerity, you know, we make prayers to benefit others. Yeah, and how it works is another thing. Yeah, but you know, we can, you know, feel it, that it does have an effect on the beneficiary. Yeah, it works. Yeah, that's the thing. It works, but how it works is that's a big question mark. Yeah, yeah, it works, but I don't think it works in the sense of, you know, your merit being transferred to the other person. I don't think so. Yeah.
所以我对我的建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，所以建设，
sincere, virtuous prayers, you know, to benefit another person, thus act as a condition for that person to generate virtuous thoughts. Yeah. That I think maybe we can say, yeah. That, yeah.
Just on that. Okay.
Or even if we can't, you know, can't stomach, you know, the idea of taking on the suffering of others, you know, and if we are just, you know, if you just want to do the giving part, well, there's no loss, isn't it? There's only profit, right? There's no loss. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if we really can dedicate our merit for the happiness of others from the heart. And if you have the intention, you do the visualization and you make the kind of aspirational prayers, you know, that due to my merit, may this and this happen, may you benefit and so forth. Well, there's only benefit, right? There's no loss, right? Well, we can make prayers, right? We can send our wishes and our prayers and our dedications. Right? For example, whatever happiness I have now, or you know, if I have good health, or if I have this or that, you know, whatever you think you have, which is a good thing. And you can also then wish it, oh, may he or she or may others also experience the same kind of happiness, you know? Right.
What I said, do I know about that? I'm going to talk so to my daughter, that she cut it, come a cottage, you know, but can you be the chess? Seems as she soon as soon as I tell you to my long life, tell you to my tether to my own shows, Nin Papa. Do she know? Peto Yore.
Or if, let's say, we are experiencing a particular problem, suffering, right? You know, we can also which from the heart, that may others not experience what I'm experiencing. What I'm experiencing. Right.
Now hear this, everything is it says dependently co-arisen, being dependently co-arisen literally is dependently related, yeah, okay, but anyway, being dependently co-arisen, they are not independent, changing this way and that. They are false appearances and illusions. They are images that appear like a whirling firebrand. Yeah.
This one, what does it mean? That did not that. Also, that did not. Guy did that. Tamsi did this. That did not. That con. That did not. Con to share him. But now. Now to see me dancing. Rang job to see me dancing. Did they get any dancing? Kiss it. 建于以当阿修古罗，密于阿修古罗，到这边当真，你安尼当真的点的就是真真当真当真正的密于的就阿修古罗，康密色的阿修古罗，啊，提出别安尼缺的东西，安尼点出来是我东西的损失的。
So there is the I. That is the object of observation, of self-grasping, and also of the self-cherishing which arises from that self-grasping, isn't it? And similarly, all other phenomena, right? So the I, that is the focal or the object of observation of the self-cherishing, or the self-grasping and self-cherishing, together with all other phenomena, are all dependently arisen. So, the Tibetan word here is tendril, which literally means dependently related. Yeah. But if we translate it as dependently arisen, yeah. So what does it mean when we say that all phenomena are dependently arisen? What is that? What is the meaning of dependently arisen? What is its connotation? What it means is that all phenomena, all that exists, yeah, all phenomena are mere appearances. Mere appearances. Okay, so that's the power of the word dependently arisen. What it means, what it's implying, what it's saying is that all phenomena are mere appearances. Yeah. And what it means is that all phenomena are empty of being independently established. All phenomena are empty of that, empty of independent establishment. Okay, so the word dependently arisen, the meaning, the implication of that word is the emptiness of self or independent establishment. So what it, so the meaning, yeah. So what it leads to, the word dependently arisen, what it leads to, the meaning that it leads to is that there isn't any phenomena that can exist without depending on something else. Yeah, that means all phenomena are empty of self-establishment or empty of independent establishment. So that's the power of the word dependently arisen. So dependently arisen, the meaning of dependently arisen means empty of self-establishment, empty of independent establishment, right? Which means there's everything is dependently established, dependently arisen. Everything, so all phenomena are just mere appearances. Yeah? And they do not exist, as independently created, independently established. In the Lama Tsongkhapa's three principal aspects of the path, in the second last verse, it says, further, appearances clears away the extremes of existence. Alright, so of course this is according to this is Prasangika, the Middle Way Consequence School, that Namaswapa says, furthermore, the appearances clear away the extreme of existence. So the word dependently arisen means there is no independent existence. Right? Whatever that exists as dependently arisen. Yeah? And they are mere appearances. As such, the phrase dependently arisen clears away the extremes of existence
in that it clears away the possibility or that things and events can exist from their own side. So what it eliminates is, it eliminates existence from his own side. Do you understand?
In the three principal aspects of the path, there's the one of the very last, the second last verse, if I'm not wrong, basically. Because the Lama Tsongkhapa says, yeah, furthermore, appearances clears away the extremes of existence. No, there are the two extremes, isn't it? Extreme existence and non-existence, yeah. So how does appearances clear away the extreme of existence? Yeah? So this is what we are talking about here, right? So, you know, we say everything that exists is exists. Everything that exists is dependently arisen, isn't it, right? So the word dependently arisen means there is nothing that exists on its own. There's nothing that can exist independent of other factors. There's no self-establishment, yeah? There's no independent establishments. So the meaning of dependently arisen means empty of independent establishments, which means things exist, but they exist as being as dependently arisen. Things are mere appearances. So if things are mere appearances, things, phenomena do not exist from their own side. They do not exist in and of themselves. Well, this is how appearances clears away the extremes of existence. That's why the word dependent origination, dependent arising, is used and emphasized in the presentation or in Lama Tsongkhapa's presentation of the ultimate nature of reality. So instead of just using the word emptiness right from the beginning, emptiness, he stresses approaching the topic of emptiness through understanding dependent origination, through understanding dependent arising. Because if you start off with just focusing on emptiness, yeah, most people make the mistake of thinking that emptiness means non-existence. Emptiness means nothing. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes to seeking the view through dependent origination, through dependent arising. Right, so in the very same verse, in the three principal aspects of the path, right? Furthermore, the appearances clears away the extremes of existence, and
And emptiness clears away the extreme of non-existence.
You know? Mātāpa trūpa tī tōngpa re sikyo rātā tōngpa tōngpa sēri kuwa tī kārsa mātāpa trūpa tī tōngpa re sī.
Emptiness. The word, what it means is the absence, the lack of independent establishment. That's what it means. Emptiness means emptiness. It means the emptiness, the voidness of the lack of the of self establishment or independent establishment. That's what it means, isn't it? There is no independent establishment. So if empty means empty of if empty means empty of independent existence, what it is implying is that there is dependent establishment, isn't it?
Yeah,
so empty means lack of or empty of or the absence of independent establishment, yeah. So there isn't any phenomenon in existence that can exist independently without depending on some other factor, right? So, but what it is implied, the meaning behind that is that there is dependent establishment, right?
Oh, today
Okay, so empty means empty of independent establishment, right? And means that what it means is that there isn't any phenomena out there that is independently established. So what it means therefore is that everything that exists is dependently established, isn't it? So there is something there. Things do exist. They exist as dependently established. So that's why a correct understanding of emptiness would clear away the extreme of annihilation, the extreme of non-existence, you know, falling into the, you know, this wrong view, falling into the trap of thinking that, oh, there's nothing. Emptiness means there's nothing. So, yeah.
Dakshila tene, ani mingyang tayo tsam sesita, mingdang 똑된 샥삼치나 세기다 대들 타모슈 소매시와 대들고도 와다.
So this is the meaning of dependent arising. So the word dependently tendril, dependently arisen or dependent arising, or dependent origination, means what I've just said. Yeah. But of course, there are different levels of meaning behind the word tendril or dependent arising or dependent origination. Yeah. So there's a coarser levels of meaning and subtler levels of meaning. So the coarse meaning of dependent origination is that which is found in the explanations of the Hinayana tenets, yeah? Like the Great Exposition School and the Sutra School, right? So they explain the dependent origination in terms of dependency on the dependence on cause, yeah? Right? Then the explanation of dependent arising becomes a little bit becomes more subtle, more profound when you look at the minor, the presentation on the minor tenets, right? So there is the explanation of dependent arising in terms of dependency on parts, right? How the very concept of a whole is dependent on parts, and how parts are constituted, comes together to form a whole, and so forth. Right? But then the most profound explanation of dependent arising is found in the Middle Way Consequence School, in that things exist in mere name, but yeah, things are dependently vaccinated, yeah, depending on the basis of vaccination, right? And things are dependently vaccinated, right? And then things are just exist in mere name.
Oh, that is that. That you will have to consider that body. That is that. Then you have to do something. That is that. That is that. That is that. That is that. Dendril sebatik döbalar es, oti sugiyare. Dendril sebatik döbetiyare. Döbatiki tsutu mebaşi kukiyare.
Yeah, so this is the meaning of dependent arising. Yeah. So dependently, dependent origination, dependent arising means there is no self-institution. The meaning of dependent arising cannot accommodate the meaning of self-institution. You, things cannot exist in and of themselves. They cannot stand on their own two feet, you know, I mean, so to speak, right?
Otukshine, tati, ta kazushuwa na nisene, ta samatai yakshu di, ta susu pena nga, se, ta, kansa, se, shi, haruwa. Haruwa, ta susu di, samuji, ta, nito kala. Ta tende ipare, inaya, tsuktu tu yobashi, lola chate shi. 그러봐, 나 원해지나 저도 좀 배워라. 그러봐, 저도 요즘 나 세대 자원이 배워라. 그러봐, 이날 소설로 저도 요거 찾아야지. 나 저도 요즘 두담이도 없으니 나 삼바당 구해라.
So yeah, so the meaning of dependent origination, dependent arising, yeah, in the subtle meaning of dependent origination means, things, you know, do not, there is nothing that can exist in and of itself. There's no self-establishment. Things are not self-instituted. Yeah. So, and this applies to everything that exists, including ourselves, the I, the person, the I, the self, the person, right? But if we look at our own experience, you know, how do we think of ourselves? How do we exist? We have the appearance and the belief that we are, you know, the I, the self, the person is able to stand on his own feet, was created in and of itself. There's something there, able to stand on his own two feet, independent of any other thing. You know?
So there's a self-instituted I. Okay? So while there isn't such a phenomenon in reality, but nevertheless, we have that experience, isn't it? That, you know, that the I, we have an appearance, and we believe that the I is self-instituted, you know, able to exist in and of itself. So so now the question is, does, and then we need to check, whether do we really exist in that way or not? That's what we need to check. Well, for example, let's look at ourselves. You know. We are human beings, isn't it? Right? Why do we consider ourselves a human being? A human being is essentially the word. What it means, it's related to the human body that we have, isn't it? Right? Because of having a human body with this particular makeup, you know, with the human flesh, then there's the skin, the blood, and what have you, right? So on the basis of this body, this human body, the basis of vaccination, right? On the basis of this, therefore we vaccinate human, isn't it? But then if we look for the human being in the body, where is this human being? Well, it's obvious, right? It's not the blood, it's not the flesh, it's not the bones, it's not the the skin. So when we talk about the I, the person, yeah. So in this lifetime we are human beings, yeah. We think of ourselves as human beings, that we are human beings, right? But this identity as a human being, you know, this specific I, the specific person, is only limited to this lifetime. In that, because it exists in relation to the human body that we have, based on the human body, we designate human being, and then we have this identity as a human being, isn't it? So there's this specific person of this lifetime. But when this lifetime comes to an end, this specific person, this specific identity as a human being, ceases to exist, right? Ceases to exist, no? The part of you that is a human goes to the next life or not? Huh? Goes to the next life or not?
Okay.
So that's why there is one is to you need to differentiate between the specific identity of one particular lifetime between this and the person that pervades, you know, all the lifetimes, that cover the person that exists, you know, that, you know, from beginningless lifetime, and you know, there's this I, there's this us, right? So there's a difference, yeah. We need to.
Oh, Sanjay, Salatanya,
there's an I that goes to hell, there's an I that goes to enlightenment, right?
어쨌든 다 제대로 잡으시면 다시 풍부 텔라 때문에 따면 아 제대로 잡으시면 쇼크요래. 디시도 다 제대로 잡으시면 아 미 아니 다시 풍부 텐데 따면 잡으시면 아 되고 다시 직도도 텔라 때문에 다 미대 다 매번 잘 돌아왔다.
So the specific identity, the specific specific personal identity that is related to a specific lifetime, such as the human being, let's say us of this life, right? Which is a specific person at a specific time because it's related to this human body, right? So such an identity ceases to exist when the lifetime comes to an end, isn't it?
다다다 최년이 잡아주시면 맞으나 근데 전도도 직사로
라
근데 최년대니 잡아주시면 맞으나 군주 때는 난 때라다 대단다 찍을 때보다 마 최년이 마 세지다 당연시다 그러와 근데 마 도도 아니
그래요
당아디 최년 아디 직도도
for example in this for example for let's take the situation that you guys are in now. You're now here sitting listening to the teaching, isn't it? So there's an I that is listening to the Dharma, isn't it? But the I will cease to exist right later on when you're not listening to the Dharma. When the class comes to an end, the I that is listening to the Dharma ceases to exist, right? Or not?
어떡시니? 다디 갈소래. 다디 섬모다래. 저자다 거기 돈다 님부터 미스도 포기다지 모니가 처음에 맞듯이 또또디 섬마다 해버려 랑이사 바바 루바 이 안에 식다 야라 처시 강부잖아 미세디 포기 모니가 처음에 니에메 되겠지 다시 강대던 거 니에메 되겠지 세부이 말해 어디서 그요
Well, the point is that, you know, the point here is that, you know, of this discussion is that the I, the person, and everything else, nothing is established from his own side. That's the thing. Yeah, so if you look for the I of this life, for example, the person, you know, the human being, where is this? So if you look for this, the person in the body, you will not be able to find, right? Because the blood is not the I, the flesh is not the I, the bones, the skin, none of which is the I, isn't
it? Telemo, Tatibia, Michi Yarbus, dear Medicus, Choir Mangus, Telemo, Tatib, Michi, Shire Medicus.
This is quite really a. It's very interesting. You know? Yeah. You look for the eye within the basis of vaccination, the body, right? And mind. But you cannot find the eye there. You cannot find any of it which is the eye. But yet the eye also does not. You will not be able to find an I that exists, you know, outside of the body and mind, which is of a different entity from the body and mind. It is not this. It is not that.
어따 제자따 진대기 섬따 누가라 따 매라나 미팅이 시작됐다 수월다 마디 요 말했으나 그 직등이 당연히 내드고요.
예, although you cannot find the person, the I, within the body and mind, and neither can you find it, you know, as outside of the body and mind. But yet, you know, you cannot say that the I does not exist. Yeah? Because if you say that, you know, I mean, it goes against common knowledge, isn't it? It goes against worldly conventions, isn't it? Right. So the I does exist, yeah? But it is not the body and the mind. Neither is it different from the body and mind.
다들 원해신다. 원해 섭무시 당시다. 마땅하다 가보래 섭무시 당시다. 다 다만 원해신다. 돈도 없어 저기다. 유연이 유 당연히 잡아치기 유한스. 많이 잡아 당연히 잡아치기가 유한스. 다 유당이 초두명원을 두고 자원이네 유한스. 다 유당 가려서가 다시 풍보되는 때네. 다 민기 봐 샤섭질에 쓰다 타주에다 덤디자니 숭구요래.
Yeah, so although you cannot find the eye within the basis of vaccination, neither is there an eye that is separate from the body and mind. Yet we all know, we experience it, that if there's an I, obviously there's a person, isn't it, right? So definitely the person exists. So therefore, in conclusion, from the Middle Way Consequent School's presentation, as a conclusion, that's why they say, the I does not exist from its own side. But the I does exist. How does it exist? It exists as something, it exists in mere name, something that is dependently designated. Designated independence upon the basis of designation. It exists in mere name. Well, if you really think about it now, this is about the only answer that you can come up with. And that's what is the reality, but you know, I mean, no matter how you think, you know, your answer will not transcend this, yeah. Basically, that's what you have to say. Yeah. But this is yet the most difficult point. The most difficult thing to understand, to realize, yeah. Yeah, this is the most difficult thing to understand. This uncommon position of the Middle Way Consequent School, yeah, that nothing exists from its own side. Nothing exists from the side of the basis of designation. If you look within the basis of designation, you'll not be able to find the imputed object, neither can you find it outside of the basis of designation. But yet the thing exists. How did it exist? It exists as dependently designated. It exists in mere name, dependently designated, yeah, in relation to that the base, the basis of designation. Yeah. This is the most difficult point to understand. Well, that's why, you know, that's why everybody else means starting from the Middle Way Autonomy School, then you have the Mayoni School and the Wat Sutra School and the Great Exposition School, yeah. All are Buddhist tenets, yeah. All of them say that there's definitely an I, there's definitely something that you can point to that is an I. Anything that exists, including an I, must exist by way of their own character. There's something from his own side. So basically what they're trying to say is, basically if you look for the imputed object, you will be able to find it amongst the basis of designation. There's something amongst the basis of designation that you can point to that is the object. Basically, that is what everybody else says, yeah, and believe, yeah. And perhaps the Prasangikas, the Middle Way Consequent School, says no way, it's not like that. And they have their own reasons. They show, you know, through reasoning how that cannot be the case. Yeah.
So, yeah. Tindere or tindesin, tanda yung batire ta pagi. Ta pagi sukto do na ba? Sta tanda nga se kita pena ta pena. Tangsi ta pena dakme se de de ko kwalim ko doa pena dakme se do kare sore no gyu dakme se de yang chik pena kansa ki dak tu tsimpe ani ko tsimbatar ki tangsi ti tsimbatar ki dak ti yo ma res.
When you hear the word selflessness, you need to understand what is it that does not exist. Selflessness is lack of a self, isn't it? So what it means is that the mind that apprehends a self, whatever the self is, that is apprehended by the apprehension of a self, that self does not exist.
Oh, so, yeah. pen dak tu jemen dang zing gi dak de zing du ga la pen ka sa ka sa ta de zing du ka de zing ur sa la to wo ni ge tu ma zi zing ga le cha sa dang zing gi zi ba ta ki ma di yo ma de s wo ni ge tu ma zi ge le wo ni ge tu dak de yo ma de s wa ti su ge
so we have an apprehension of the self, isn't it? Self grasping. The object of this mind is the self, isn't it? You must think of it in philosophical terms, not the English term. And you know the word meaning self, right? So you have selflessness. So selflessness means that the self that is apprehended by the self grasping does not exist. So, for example, there's an apprehension of the self or person, isn't it? There's an apprehension of the self or person. What is this mind apprehending? This mind is grasping at an inherently existent person. An inherently existent person, right? So, this inherently existent person that is being grasped at by this self-grasping does not exist.
Okay. Okay.
We use the terms self, person, and I, isn't it? The self exists, person exists, I exist. What is important to understand, we exist, and not to confuse, and not to mix this up with the what we think is the meaning of selflessness. You know, usually when people hear the word selflessness, they think that, oh, the self doesn't exist. The person doesn't exist, the I doesn't exist. No, that's not what it means. Selflessness doesn't mean that the person doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that the I exists, the person exists, the self exists. Obviously it exists, right?
Okay.
So the I exists, the person exists, the self exists. So, but the self in the word selflessness, that self refers to the I or the person that is grasped at by ignorance. Ignorance is or the apprehension of a self, yeah, or self grasping. Is grasping is holding on to something, isn't it? Right. So the thing that is held on by ignorance is grasped by ignorance. No? That is the self in the word selflessness. So that self, that kind of self, does not exist. Yeah. So it means that. So selflessness doesn't mean that in general that there's no I or no person or there's no
self.
But yet, the object of observation of self-grasping does exist, you know.
Yeah.
Then you must also be clear of that.
어떻게니? 대단 대세도 가나 가서 수발해. 배나 당진 세대 때로다. 배나다. Mix the Tanya to Yabema, Ma, Da, Ma, Kansa, Segi, she did let me hear. The mixer she did it. Tell a mixture, did this mixer she did your one. Tell a mixture, the morning to my singer, dancing. That did the daddy, morning to my shell sent singer. Did the Zimba take it out to your person when you do it out to your person, your body swallow.
So, what is the object of observation or the focal object of ignorance? Yet there's the mind, the apprehension of the self. There's this mind, right? The apprehension of the self. What is it focusing on? What is its object of observation? The object of observation is the I that exists, the conventionally existent I, the I that does exist, right? Okay. So ignorance focuses, observes the I, the conventionally existent I, the I that exists. It focuses on it, observes it, but apprehends it to be inherently existent. It apprehends it to be existing from his own side. While there isn't such an I, while the eye does not exist in that way.
Oh, doxin. That tendency to gala, that cancer dangzin, yes. That this to gala, cousin ta, cancer dangzin, rangzin, safety, tell us somebody's dumb to happen. That don't buy you most of the time to gala. That today, and it's so to do, I didn't mean to say it, singular. That don't buy you most of the tongues. That caro, courage, so that dangzin, but that thing I didn't mean to. Moving to be my middles. The last city, meet up by some red, says it, you dig your.
Then, we need to think about the relationship and so the difference between self cherishing and self grasping. So, self grasping apprehends, the self grasping focuses. Its object of observation is the eye that exists. But it apprehends the eye to be inherently existent, to be existing by way of its own character, from its own side, right? So that's what self-grasping does. When one realizes emptiness directly, in the perspective of that consciousness, there's no inherently existent eye, isn't it? That mind realizes that there is no inherently existent I. It realizes the emptiness of inherently existent I, right?
What did it do? That today, sin, tinema, and it's a toxin, the dying tinet, Kazushuva, that dancing punch, that has you with you. Go on, Tommy Dokala, that dancing, your man. Tanto any dancing, you chuck this, Kazushuva, she did.
So when a person realizes emptiness or selflessness directly, he realizes that the emptiness of an inherently existent I, right? But that realization would also induce an understanding that the I does exist, right? Exists conventionally, right? Isn't it? Isn't it right? Then you remember an earlier discussion, right? Those people who have achieved liberation from cyclic existence, who have become arhats, they have eliminated their self-grasping, isn't it? But they still have self-cherishing, isn't it?
Oh, that day, today, any day, that dajjal, today, any day, round since the king, tohala, that chutu be ngati, zinche round since the king, toh, toh, that thanye day be ngaji shila suche, then one day, that.
So in the arhat has no self-grasping, isn't it? As such, he doesn't have the self-cherishing which is apprehending the inherently existent self as the basis and then holding that self to be the most important thing in the world, right? Because the arhat has no more self-grasping. But the arhat still has self-cherishing. So what is he? What is the basis for his self-cherishing? He is focusing on the conventionally existent I, the I that does exist, and then considers that I, which does exist, the conventionally existent I, to be the most important thing in the world, more important than everybody else, right?
Well, so if you think about it
in this way, right? Then you have an idea how arhats still have self cherishing.
So
because there is nothing that exists. There's nothing that is self-instituted. Therefore, things, phenomena,
do undergo change. That's why changing this way and that way, what it says in the verse, right? Changing this way and that way.
What to say? That to that did that, sorry, that. That in the summertime, that to the Tiripena, that was a pena. That comes up with two chas and Timu, that was the two shushibush, that's it. Chick puggy that you bush, dag in our chimp, what did you do now?
Well, for example, the top of the town now is the haze, isn't it, right? How does the haze appear to us? There's this bloody haze. that's my own addition. There's this haze there, right? There's, you know, and you know, we have this well belief, right? I mean, it appears to us as if that the haze would never ever go away, right? It's been there for such a long time, right? Weather conditions do change, and sometimes because of the change in wind direction, you know, the haze goes away, or well, it's because the situation improves, and sometimes we see a clear skies, right? Then again, you know, how does the nice weather appear to us? How does the clear sky appear to us? As if there's something there again from its own side, right? And if it appears as if it will always be like that again, isn't it? So whatever appears to us always appears as if it will always be like that, no? Something there, right there from its own side.
So,
pollution, sky, and the pollution of the space, and air pollution, and clear weather, all happens because of the sky, because the sky makes it possible, right? The sky, the space is the basis, isn't it? Yeah. What is it that is being obscured? It's the sky, isn't it? What is it that is clear? The sky itself, isn't it? So what is it makes it possible is the nature of the sky itself. By nature, it's clear, isn't it? Its nature is clear. It is empty, it's a vacuity, is right. You know? So it is the analogy. Well, likewise, you know, why? Because phenomena do not exist inherently, because phenomena are empty of existing inherently, therefore change is possible, is it? Because things don't exist in and of themselves, right? So therefore change is possible, you know, change occurs, right? So because phenomena are dependently arisen, they are empty of existing inherently. And because things do not exist inherently, therefore you have a variety, so there's this whole variety of phenomena.
So a variety of appearances, right?
What the that Ganeshin to Namasune is and Chujin Shin to Sola, Nimbobe, Washin to Tela, Nimbobe, Majishin to Tan, and Hunashin to Consecrets in Vietnam. It's a competition, Ganeshin to Ganeshin to Namasune is.
Okay, so changing this way and that, there are false appearances and illusions. There are images that appear like whirling vibrant, like a plantain tree. Life has no inner core, like a bubble. A lifetime has no inner core, like a mist it dissipates upon close examination, like a mirage. Is it beautiful from afar, like a reflection in a mirror? It seems as if it were really true, like clouds and fog. It seems as if it were really stable.
If you take a stick
and you light it and set it on fire and then you twirl it quickly, or you sparkles, right? It looks as if there is this whirling firebrand, isn't it, right? Look, there's a wheel on fire that's turning. Although there is, in reality, there's no wheel, there isn't any turning fire wheel over there. But nevertheless, there's an appearance of it, isn't it? Right. So likewise, although phenomena do not exist from their own side, phenomena appear to be truly existent.
Although there isn't a burning wheel,
but nevertheless there's an appearance of a burning wheel, yeah. So likewise, although phenomena do not exist truly, they appear to exist truly. So phenomena do exist, but as a mere appearances. A plantain tree looks very sturdy on the outside. Looks as if it can last forever. It looks as if it has a very solid core. But if you cut it, you look at it's actually quite it's hollow. There's really nothing inside. So likewise, although our life force appears as very stable, it appears as if we will stay, we'll live for a very long time. But actually, it is not the case. Yeah. So, it's just a matter of some conditions, you know, coming together, and then we are dead.
Okay.
Like also our life force is also similar to a bubble. Yeah? Bubble looks very nice, isn't it? And it seems as if you can stay for a very long time, isn't it? But actually, it's not. Well, these analogies serve to illustrate the fact that there's nothing really concrete about our existence. Nothing has concrete existence, including the self, the I, and the person. Although it appears to be truly existent, and we believe that it is truly existent, it's so real, so stable. But in fact, in reality, that's not the case. It's not the case. So, yeah.
What do you say? That kunasu no to ne chiba ni shita kunasu de kara hoshite no.
La kunasu no misery.
Huh? Huh? Misery.
Huh? The chutono de ti. Smong to was pena.
Kunasu de su. Ta kapla kono de ni muda pena. Taru bu ne to de bu to ayo wa rushi to de kedo.
Then like a mist or maybe like a fog. Yeah. So I mean, you observe it from afar, it looks as if there's something really there. You know? But then when you enter into that fog, you enter into the mist, then maybe you don't see it, right? You don't see the mist, right? So likewise, if we look at how the eye, the self, the person appears to us when we think of it. So if we just look at the level of mere appearances, without checking and without investigating how this eye is, you just leave it at a level of appearances, no? And there's this appearance of really something there, no? Right? So real. But then if you check in detail, analyze, what is this eye? No? Where is it? No? Then suddenly you don't find what we believe was so solid early on, then dissipates, no? You lose that, no? The sense of the concrete, identity. When you look for the eye, cannot be found.
Also, that major shundujang, the zavan. That major thing, that kasore paru, cawa tang, that chima tang, that tindegi. Ani rangi misha da tindegi kenti be kenti. Ani kabe kabe da, cawa tindegi kabe da paru da. Tindegi kenti mangu cawa da kala paru chuyo ma doshi nang desi. That jing mani jing paru.
How a mirage is formed, isn't it, right? Under certain weather conditions, right? Maybe under extreme heat, right? Then sometimes you get this appearance of a body of water, right? While there isn't any water there, but nevertheless, there is the appearance of a body of water, right, over there.
What do you? That kind of thing. That is turn on the light. Then you don't get it. That to see truth, you don't get it. Then you don't get it. Morning to what? Zao ni me de. That truth, you don't get it. That's all. That zebra, nang zam chi xia xi. That to di jia ge me to to. That to.
So I think perhaps like a mirage, So likewise, all phenomena
which arises phenomena which arises from causes and conditions, yeah? Of which there are many. There are many to which we ascribe the term beautiful or attractive, isn't it? Right. So yes, there are attractive, pleasant, beautiful objects, phenomena, but they are not inherently beautiful. They're not beautiful or from their own side. Or rather, it is their existence is a beautiful object. It's dependent on causes and conditions.
Oh, today I'm just talking. Nam sam sir, what do you say? Pagita, miyu zebati, pag mo miyu zebat na pag miyu chujin na gula to miyu chujin yawan. Zebat na gyo to zebat mo yung chujin yawan. Zebat sir, nam sam sir, what do you say?
So like a mirage which does not exist in the way it appears. So likewise, although there are phenomena that appear to us as beautiful, but those are just mere appearances, in that there is no real inherently existing beauty. You will have your exams on Sunday. Yeah. At 1:30 we will finish. We should be able to finish it in an hour. 1:30, yeah? Give 1 hour.
So now here, I'll ask something. Okay? If you want the exam after New Year, please put your hand up. You want Sunday or you want after New Year? Those who really want to study, best is after New Year. You don't want to study, then Sunday.
Huh? So now I'm confused. You all want exam Sunday or next year?
Yeah, put your hand up. Huh? Next year, put your hand up. I have to count.
Then you study what after New Year, so right?
One, two. Wait.
It's serious.
Wait. Okay, you win. Okay.
Huh? You study after New Year, so cut it off. Cannot like that.
Okay, so it's very good. Yeah, you want to take after New Year, the exam is very good, so it's wonderful. The whole point is you want to study. Not the postponing the difficult, not the point, but whole point is you want to study. Not postponing the peers for longer, I don't think so. So, if that is very good, so we do after New Year, okay?
Huh? Well, Hari Raya, na. Deepavali, then when? Wish New Year, right? Ayo.
Okay. So there's only two, yeah. Either Chinese New Year, either after Tibetan New Year. So we give it to
them. They don't know. Chinese New Year and Tibetan New Year is one day difference next year.
Why you tell so early? Okay, anyway, yeah, the
Dongshu. Okay, finish off with the press. So